Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world. Hey, this is the Raw Deal. This is Mitch sitting in for Jim again. I believe he hopes to be out of the hospital today. Anyway, come on down and join us on Revolution Radio. Revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Possessify, Radiomity, Open Radio App, and many more. Don't forget Jim Fetzer's website, JimFetzer.org. Yes, you can change that world today. Just tell the truth in this time of universal deceit. Of course, some of the main stories are going on around the world. Oops, let me say this. This is Revolution Radio Studio B. Call in and listen to the show at 641-793-2531 to listen to Revolution Radio Studio B. 641-793-6370 for Studio A. So remember to support Revolution Radio, support Jim, and everything else that is essentially going on around this world today. Right here, I've got a little clip I want to play, but National Propaganda Radio, NPR. They have a series called Democracy Now, which is basically, as it turns out, you can see from listening to this interview with Seymour Hersh, that Democracy Now, National Propaganda Radio, NPR, has essentially just become another weaponized mouthpiece of the propaganda deep state intelligence machine. It's a sad thing, but it really is the truth. Here's this clip for y'all to hear.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in Chicago. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to all of our listeners and viewers across the country and around the world.
Well, we begin today's show with the legendary Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh. In 1970, he won the prize for his reporting for the Dispatch News Service on the My Lai massacre, when the U.S. slaughtered more than 500 Vietnamese women, children, and old men on March 16, 1968. His reporting in the New York Times on CIA spying on anti-war activists during the Vietnam War era helped lead to the formation of the Church Committee, which led to major reforms of the intelligence community. In 2004, in the pages of the New Yorker magazine, Cy Hersh exposed the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq. Well, last week, he published another bombshell report, but this time on his new Substack page. The piece was headlined, "How America Took Out the Nord Stream Pipeline." It looks at one of the great mysteries of the past year. Who is behind the bombing of the Nord Stream pipelines, which were built to carry natural gas from Russia to Europe? The pipelines were severely damaged last September in a series of underwater explosions in the Baltic Sea. In his new piece, Cy Hersh cites an unnamed source who says the sabotage was carried out by the U.S. Navy, which planted remotely triggered explosives during NATO exercises last September. Hersh reports the Biden administration began planning the act of sabotage in December 2021, 2 months before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. On February 7th, 2022, President Biden held a joint news conference with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Biden brought up the future of the Nord Stream pipeline.
Invades. That means tanks and troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
I'll promise you we'll be able to do that. Well, Cy Hersh reports U.S. Navy divers planted remotely triggered explosives on the pipelines in June while NATO was conducting military exercises in the area. He reports the divers were all members of the Navy and not members of America's Special Operations Command, whose covert operations must be reported to Congress. Then, on September 25th, 2022, a Norwegian surveillance plane dropped a sonar buoy, which triggered the C4 explosives that had been placed on the pipeline. Soon after the explosion, the United States strongly suggested Russia was behind blowing up its own pipeline. This is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responding to a question at a White House press briefing.
In his speech this morning, the president called the Nord Stream pipeline attack, quote, a deliberate act of sabotage. And he said, now the Russians are pumping out misinformation and lies about it. Should we take that to mean that the U.S. now believes that Russia was likely responsible for this act of sabotage?
Well, first, Russia has done what it frequently does when it is responsible for something, which is make accusations that it was really someone else who did it. We've seen this repeatedly over time. But the president was also clear today that there is more work to do on the investigation before the United States government is prepared to make an attribution in this case.
In the following months, there have been few public disclosures about the pipeline explosion. In December, the New York Times reported Russia had begun expensive repairs on the pipelines, a move which has raised questions about Western claims that Russia had bombed its own pipelines. Meanwhile, some Biden officials have publicly praised the fact that the pipeline was blown up. This is Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland speaking during a recent Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing.
I am, and I think the administration is very gratified to know that Nord Stream 2 is now, as you like to say, a hunk of metal at the bottom of the sea.
We're joined now by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh to talk more about his new piece, How America Took Out the Nord Stream pipeline. While the White House has described Hirsch's reporting as, quote, complete fiction, calls are growing for an independent probe into the explosion. Cy Hirsch, welcome back to Democracy Now! If you can flesh out what it is you found in your report and what first tipped you off, albeit there were a lot of public comments, including the Polish government right after the bombing saying, thank you, America. Lay it out for us, Cy.
Well, first of all, I think the reporting really can be described as a friend of mine did. What I did was really deconstruct the obvious. I mean, you have to hear what the president said. But of course, there were secret plans that I'm writing about, and they include there was a committee set up. Jake Sullivan was directly involved. He was the national security advisor, still is. They set up a team to look at options about how to put pressure on the Russian government to back off. I'm getting a bounce in my ears, so this is comical. Can you hear me?
We hear you perfectly. We don't hear the bounce, Cy.
Oh, okay, that's great. I hear it, though. Anyway, I'm just writing about inside baseball stuff. It's the normal things you do. They set up a committee to think of options. Russia was clearly going to go. The threat the president had yet to make had not been made. And this is December before New Year's Day of the year before, 2021. And the question inside the committee, and it included the usual CIA, NSA, Treasury Department, State Department, you name it. And they met in the secret office building in the across the street from the White House, in the executive office building. The option was, do you want us to do something kinetic or something not kinetic? In other words, not kinetic would be more sanctions, or something kinetic would be, you know, taking out the pipeline, as had been thought about. And her answer came pretty quickly. I would guess Victoria Nuland's statement that you mentioned came actually before the president's. It came in late January of last year. And that statement came, at that time, I think the committee involved a lot of sophisticated people in the intelligence and operation community concluded you could do it. And the White House was told it was possible. I think that led to the comments, which really, of course, made the people on the inside go half crazy, because it was supposed to be completely covert. But at that place, as I wrote, it was simply described as a classified operation. None of the rules of reporting to Congress were involved. And so they began their planning. They went to Norway, which is a great ally of ours. Norway was one of the original signers of the 1949 NATO treaty. I think 19 nations were involved then. And Norway is a great ally. We have spent, I write about this in some detail in the article, hundreds of millions, probably more than closer to a billion or more, upgrading facilities. Norway has a 1,400-mile border along the Atlantic coast that goes from Oslo in Europe all the way up north it runs into the Russian border in above the Arctic Circle. So we put a lot of facilities up north there. Synthetic aperture radar, which costs a fortune, to monitor the Russian nuclear sites around, and also their new military activities around there, up in the other side of the peninsula, the Kola Peninsula. So they're just our guys, and they're also great at doing underwater stuff. And so that's what happened. We did a plan with them. We had to clear it with Sweden and Denmark. I'll leave it to them to decide whether that they were accepted the explanation we were doing exercises in the Baltic Sea for the hell of it. But so far, I haven't seen much from either of them. And, you know, it's a tiresome game to me. And so what happens is, when I do my story on Substack, I wouldn't even think. I'm embarrassed to say it after all those wonderful years I had at the New York Times. I wouldn't even think of taking a story like this to the New York Times. They've decided that the Ukraine war is going to be won by Ukraine, and that's what its readers get, and that's, so be it. That's their call. I just did my reporting, and the miners came from a very facility in a little small town in Florida, and the mining community in the Navy is very secret, and they just do their business. They don't talk. That was perfect people to get, and they practiced it. And under, as you said, there was a major exercise every summer by the Sixth Fleet, which American Sixth Fleet out of Italy, which controls also has the operational rights in the Baltic Sea. Baltic Sea is a huge place. The pipelines we're talking about, Nord Stream 1, which came alive in 2011, and Nord Stream 2 was actually done, but the Germans that are ready to pump has 750 miles. And they go straight from Russia, which is loaded with all kinds of gas. They're in Siberia. They have enormous reserves directly into Germany. And I can tell you, Nord Stream 1 was the godsend for the German economy and Western Europe. They produced so much gas at such low prices that the German government was actually able to resell some of the gas the Russians were providing at a profit without Russia objecting. And so the German economy is huge. It's booming. You know, the cars we know about, Germany has the largest chemical company in the world, BASF. And everybody's right now, it's hell to pay. It's gotten very cold there. There's a lot of anger. And anyway, the purpose.
I wanted to ask you, in terms of the lack of a, it always seemed to me when the claims were that potentially Russia had sabotaged its own pipeline, that it was ludicrous to think that that would be so, that they would invest so much money in pipelines and then bomb them themselves. But I'm interested in the lack of press attention since the sabotage occurred, and also the lack of congressional attention. I think back to the CIA's mining of the Managua harbors back in the early 1980s under the Reagan administration, when the conservative Republican head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Barry Goldwater, objected and raised concerns that this was a covert operation where Congress was not notified. And then, of course, Congress cut off aid to the Contras. As a result, there was an International Court of Justice ruling against the United States. But in this case, this kind of sabotage, the media seems not to be at all interested in finding out what happened here, as you have, and Congress, there's no one in Congress that's been raising questions.
You listened to the newscast that we just heard as the show opened, one horrible event after another. I think the world's taken a very bizarre turn. I also, it doesn't matter what I think. There's no question there's been a polarization of the press since Trump got in. We're now on two sides, you know, right, left, Democrat, Republican, however you describe it. If you watch Fox News, you don't watch MSNBC, et cetera, et cetera. And if you read the New York Times, you're not going to get what the right wing, you know, the conservatives have been after the New York Times and Washington Post for their quote unquote liberal view. So we've got a polarization going. And at this time, we've got a president, a Democratic president, that has done some good stuff domestically. But I can tell you, I'm not understanding the total commitment to Ukraine. And I'm
well, anyway, did you hear how all of a sudden this is national propaganda radio, national propaganda TV, you know, NPR and Democracy Now? This is their video clips of it. I mean, really, it really is this, that the first thing they brought up was, well, none of the other media have covered it. Nobody else is barking up this tree. It's a dead dog because nobody else wants to cover it. Listen, I don't give a flying frick who gets a Pulitzer Prize today, because why? Is it Pulitzer? Is that the right one? Yeah. Okay. Listen, they got Pulitzer Prize for lying about Russiagate, for turning a big fat Democrat lie by crooked Hillary rotten Clinton, turned it into this Pulitzer Prize winning fabrication. The cover up of the attempted overthrow of the President of the United States of America, and these mother effing newspapers got what? They got international awards for spinning the coverage of all of that horse shit. Journalism today is like, God, it's like blue toilet water, man. I'm telling you. I mean, when you go to a shit in a porta toilet, make sure that it's full of journalism, because that's where in the hell it's gotten to. Man, I'm telling you. Sad, pathetic truth that we're living with, that we see today. Breaking news. Kevin McCarthy, House leader, has given Fox News Tucker Carlson, quote unquote, exclusive access. Well, that's not going to effing walk. Exclusive my ass. Those are the public documents and the public's surveillance footage, and everybody should have a chance to see it. Anyway, according to Axios, which reports the experts will begin airing in the coming weeks, last week, Carlson's producers were on Capitol Hill to begin reviewing the trove of video, which includes various angles from around the Capitol complex. According to the report, 41,000 hours of video will be made public or will be accessed when previously the archives, the National Archives, has reported just 14,000 hours, not 41,000 hours. Or maybe that was an intentional miss, intentional typo. You know, and you have to figure out that people will use this footage to track specific individuals that they know were one, agent provocateurs, or were CNN and left-wing protesters that were, you know, effectively going in as the crowd disguised as MAGA. Yeah, I'm sure there's nobody that's MAGA that works at CNN. I don't even think there's a token MAGA man or woman at CNN. Is there? Is anybody know one? I mean, you know, at least, you know, in the old South, you know, when they had real Jim Crow, they always had a token minority person there, right? I mean, really. Yeah, it's crazy. So 41,000 hours of video footage. Who unlocked the magnetic doors in the east side of the Capitol on January 6th? When George Tenney first tried to open them, both were locked. After he pointed at the doors and said something, the left door unopened and people started flowing into the Capitol building itself. Of course, you also have the people that were using poles and 2x4s and stuff from their signs to smash some of the windows to also to gain access. You know, who and where those people were earlier that day? Because we have to remember, it's clearly obvious that there were hundreds of agent provocateurs in those crowds. So, yeah. And at the same time, Trump was how far away? Still speaking on the podium, as Ray Epps and others were essentially working to flood the Capitol, get the doors open, and then magically everybody stood around and directed people in. Those people, those individuals, you know, they should be tagged, and they should be tracked from camera to camera, angle to angle. There should be a complete database made of the cameras, their angles, and the areas that they covered. So when the footage is, as the footage is archived and used, it can be organized in said fashion of different areas of the Capitol building, and the cameras should be named in a similar fashion, you know, with different views, angles, or points. And remember, these things all still scan and tilt. And I wanted to find out if Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy had discussed the secret overflights of surveillance planes over the Capitol that day that were government surveillance planes, were essentially the only ones that appeared and did fly over the Capitol that day. And yes, they were there. But they were taking the wide view, and they were taking the long shots of blocks and blocks around the Capitol area, the high resolution surveillance, you know. And don't forget, knowing our government, they turned our own cameras, our own satellites against the American people and against the protesters that day. The question is, where is the line drawn in this American Reichstag that happened on January the 6th? Will it all be cast upon the protesters and the people who got caught up in it? Or will it be placed where it needs to be placed? The halls of government, the failure of security, and the open, the use of agent provocateurs to create an event that led to the deaths of bystanders and innocents and others. And of course, the destruction of the civil liberties of all of the people that were arrested and had been charged for trespassing into the Capitol. With what other groups of Democrat groups have done in D.C. and at the Capitol, that itself is a crime. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Howdy. Welcome back to this raw deal. That's right. This is Mitch. Jim's setting in for Jim today. Jim is, I guess he's getting better. He's trying to get the hell out of the hospital. But he says he seems to be doing fine and no big deal. But he's just sitting around the hospital. He's antsy and he wants to get out. So hopefully Jim will be out before Wednesday. Anyway, so what else we got going on here today? Oh, yeah. Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Yes, Nancy Pelosi's daughter essentially caught on tape saying that, you know, if there was an insurrection, you're supposed to have a plan. This is the sorriest insurrection in the history of whatever's. I mean, D.C. is a lot of people who work for government. I don't think they're sympathetic. I just think they moved, changed trial jurisdiction. You'd get off. She starts laughing. Anyway, she knows it's a fraud. She knows it's crazy. So Alexandra Pelosi is on camera saying shocking things where she mocks the idea that the January 6th was an insurrection. I don't even want to get, I tried to play some of it earlier, but it's like 16 minutes long and you need like a 60 second bite in it out of it. And I don't have it. Meanwhile, the demented old fart of the United States of America, Mr. Pedo President Joe Biden, has gone to Ukraine to give some more money and to collect his 10%. He said they took an extra train just so they could carry all the loot back. Yes, meanwhile, Biden is having the dog and pony show of his lifetime, saying, I know I've been back to Ukraine. Yeah, you know why he went back, right? Because he's going to pay the pensions and welfare, food stamps, and everything else of all the Ukrainian people when he just took it away from the American people. Okay, now, if you're not aware, the SNAP program just took away all those extra bonus federal benefits. Where are they going? Well, they're not going back in the public coffers. No, 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 no. They're going to freaking Ukraine. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has yet to visit Ohio, less than 100 miles, less than 200 miles, basically, from the capital, Washington, D.C. And Joe Biden hasn't even been up there to see that town that got nuked in a chemical weapon. Yeah, by BlackRock and other investors. I mean, he's a bunch of sons of bitches, man. I'm telling you. In fact, here's the pedo president. Listen to what he said.
And to deliver much needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something.
Look, we've been sending them $3 or $4 billion a month, every month, for government welfare of Ukraine, let alone all the military welfare for the Euro Nazis who think they're going to take back Crimea, and and Ukrainian tanks are going to sit in the Red Square in Moscow. Yeah, as exhibits. You know, I mean, really. I wonder how Poland is going to feel when they essentially become the next proving ground for the Ukrainian war escalation, you know, and I mean, these people are nuts, man. Biden was just over there. You know, it's crazy. Idiocracy. Listen, Biden is a perpetual liar. He always has been, and he always will be. Here's some more Biden's lies. Train derailments. Biden tries to tell a fictional story again. Well, maybe not. Even the internet doesn't want to hear it. By God, that's not good, huh? No, when the internet don't want to hear what you had to say, you can't find any kind of niche audience, can you? No.
Angelo Negri.
There it is.
From, you remember Ange? And a guy named Angelo Negri. I said, Joey, baby! Grabbed my cheek. And, not a joke. And I thought that he was going to get shot. True story. And Ange walks up to me and goes, Joey, baby! Grabs my cheek, and I thought the Secret Service was going to blow his head off. I said, I swear to God, true story. And I thought he was going to get shot. I'm serious. Joey, baby, what are you... And I thought the Secret Service was going to shoot him. I said, no, 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 he's good, he's good. True story. Joey, baby, grab my...
Well, what we know about Joe Biden is, you know, in the past history, he has been just a serial liar. And the real reason he went to Ukraine was to make sure he gets his 10%. I think everybody knows that. I think everybody's in agreement. Yeah. Anyway, it's, wow. Lots of crap being shoveled all around. As I said on my morning show, as everybody was making the idea that Biden snuck into Ukraine and the Russians didn't know. He went in under the radar. No, the White House notified Moscow before Biden's Kiev trip for a deconfliction purposes. Yes, they let everybody know. This is happens every time all of these clowns come into the country. You know, they tell the Russians, say, look, man, we got a VIP coming in on this train. Don't take it out. Don't nuke it. You know, don't blow it off its rails. Of course, at the other end of the train, though, is all the weapons that they're trying to shovel in the door as fast as they can. Yeah, they probably had Abrams tanks on each side of Biden's car as they went in. Oh, anyway, it's sheer crazy. So, you know, it's just like everything else. It wasn't a secret. And them pretending that he snuck in there and it was all this bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all effing bullshit. Okay? It just really is. What else we got going on here? Let's see. Central banks and the recession, or is it better called a depression? I would say it's better called a depression just for the simple fact that, you know, we were arguing over this summer about, well, what is and isn't a recession and how long does it last after whatever? And, you know, at the same time, hey, when you're pumping trillions of dollars into the economy and trying to have replacement money for the trillions of dollars of economic activity that you crushed, that you killed when you went from 2 weeks to bend the curve to lock her down. Yeah. I mean, really, what? You didn't think that would kill the bottom lines of businesses everywhere? And the only ones that are essentially surviving are the ones that got on the golden tit of the government. Yeah, let's get some PPP welfare. Yeah, meanwhile, companies with tens and hundreds of millions of dollars lined up for government business welfare. And we're supposed to think that the economy is good. Yeah, it's all right. It's happening. Bullshit. It's on life support. It's always kept on life support. That way they can just flip the script anytime they want. It really doesn't matter. They just keep it going. They just keep it rolling. Yeah, well, anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Oh, man, what else we got going on here? Germany. Yeah, I was reading earlier today, Germany has started its own AI bot program called Octu Hi Hitler bot. No, it's Heilbot. I don't know. What do you want to call it? You know, I mean, oh my God, you know, really. So they said they want this to be an actual, really like a free thinking bot. Can you really have a free thinking bot that talks against the government and all of the psychological narratives and can draw the complex diagrams to interweave all of the conspiracies within the think tanks and the Bilderbergs and, you know, Davos and the World Economic Forum and, you know, all the groups, all the organizations and the people. I mean, really. Remember, you know, China thinks that it is the New World Order's model for social control of the people by government, okay? With the central bank digital currency. with a literal tracking app to wherever you are. And whether you are green-coded, yellow-coded, or red-coded for any reason, for anything, of whether you can spend your own money or whether you are cannot spend your money or you're not even allowed to go anywhere using any kind of transport, like, you know, a plane, a train, even an automobile, if you think about it, taxi or an Uber, or buy something in a store and you get red flagged. You know, all that will do is make the black market for people who are uncarded, you know, for them to enjoy life or even live without having to be in the government system. But yeah, China, they really do think they're the New World Order deal. It's a it's a sad but unfortunate truth. What else we got going on here? Let's see. Bump, ba-dum, bump. Substantial number of people injured by the jab, injured by the vaccine. Here's Dr. Peter McAuliffe explaining exactly what he what it means.
The general understanding is roughly 15% of people are injured with the COVID-19 vaccines. That is a substantial proportion. The understanding is about 2.5% sustain heart damage or heart injury. These are substantial percentages of which we can understand the determinants. There's a lead and is coming through pharmaceutical industry experts. And one of the leads is that not every vial of the vaccine is the same. And it's now understood that 80% of the deaths with Pfizer occur from 30% of the lots. 80% of the deaths with Moderna come from 20% of the lots. So we know on the biopharmaceutical side that those lots are proxies for either more or less concentration of genetic material, probably more, of contaminants, other problems with quality and purity. So that's a big focus on this.
So, yeah, you know, listen, that's the thing. You really don't know with the modern manufacturing process if you're getting saline solution or an overdose, even in that same vial that might have a concentrate in it, not an, or might be just a diluted factor. So, anyway, more bad news for me and you and everybody else right here.
As we told Angle viewers in February of 2020, and by the way, at the time when he came on the show to the protestations of Anthony Fauci, we could never, ever trust China on this. We turn now to a COVID controversy of a different kind. My next guest, a physician from Roseville, California, says that he's treated more than 4,000 COVID patients. And of those, he says hundreds experienced vaccine-related injuries, including chest pain, cancer, and in women, menstrual irregularity, and even pregnancy loss. Dr. Michael Huang joins me now. Dr. Huang, thanks for being with us tonight. In your 20-plus years as a practicing physician, how many vaccine-related injuries did you come across before the COVID shot became available?
Before the pandemic, before the COVID vaccine vaccination program, I've seen maybe one or two adult vaccine-related injury, and they were mild. And I had to apologize on behalf of my profession. That physician had really fought on our face, and they have refused to listen to patients when they come in with vaccine injury symptoms and basically just assume that it doesn't exist. So before the discovery of germ theory, there's a Hungarian physician, Dr. Obstetrician that he had basically discovered, if you were just to wash our hands, that would reduce birth-related mother death by about 100%. And no one would listen to him because people just didn't believe that there is actually germs that can cause childbirth-related death.
Yeah. So once again, we're ignoring the real-world experience of physicians on the front line treating patients. We're dismissing what they're seeing with their own eyes in favor of a medical cartel. Yes. That's what we call them. That are just decreeing this is how it shall be. Doctor, this week the Florida Surgeon General put out an official health alert saying that since the COVID vaccine was released, there's been a 1,700% increase in the vaccine adverse event reporting system. So, Doctor, should the government be recommending COVID shots or boosters of any kind to any American today, given the risk-benefit analysis that we pretty much understand at this point?
Sure, Laura. If you get sick, you don't call CDC or FDA for recommendations. If my patient gets sick in California, they don't call Dr. Gavin Newsom for treatment recommendations. Government should let doctor practice medicine. So what the Florida's report has indicated as far as the high number of COVID vaccine injury, it's true. Various website for years and years has tracked vaccine injuries. On average, about 180 deaths will be contributed from the vaccine yearly. That's about 10 to 12 vaccine-related deaths per month. The first month of COVID-19 vaccine program got started, there were over 180 deaths reported. We should have seen that clear signal that something needs to be stopped.
Should the shot be mandated, given what we know?
Oh, well, come on now. I mean, these hacks over at Fox News and these out-of-date scientists and stuff, you know, where have they been? They should get their news from people like this.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Hey, that's just Rachel the Mad Cow shooting off another load of bullshit. Hey, remember how she talked about Trump-Russia collusion? She staked her whole career on it. Hey, is she even still on the air? I didn't think so. I mean, after her and the network she was on, MSNBC, after they essentially caused the death of tens of thousands of people with bad medical advice, and then at the same time were parties to an attempted overthrow of the presidency of the United States of America. I mean, really, it's crazy. But that's the truth. These are the facts that we're sitting with here and we're living with today. You know, inconvenient truth happens more often than sudden death, by the way. Breaking news, if you haven't heard, you know, Fox News and the Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit has been swapping all kinds of stuff back and forth, where, you know, the Dominion engineers have said our shit is just riddled with bugs. Yeah, talking about the Dominion voting systems. And, you know, Fox News has been found to have where most of the journalists, I guess, or all the journalists have said Trump's just full of shit. Oh, this can't be. Man, I'm telling you, it's more to it than what even people realize. The trillions of dollars that these people have to, that they affect by their policy it's, you know, to think that there's nobody out there trying to rig any of these elections is just asinine and foolish. It's naivete that is, you know, beyond the belief of what the realm is today that we should see from, well, normal people. Let's see, New York drivers. Here's a piece of just ad hoc stuff. We got about 2 minutes to the break. Hey, if you live in New York, you lost 10 days off your life last year just sitting in traffic. Yeah, hey, man, I wonder what that is out there in California. Yeah, where a school district has been accused of secretly counseling children to transition to gender without telling their parents. That doesn't surprise me. Also, you know, there was a major kind of a bust in election fraud in California. Yeah, it started as some simple investigation, but then it morphed into this ballot fraud where this councilman in Lodi, I believe it was, had like 7 alter egos that he voted in. And of course, you know, I think there was more to it than that. But yeah, they... there is these entire layers of fraud and then manipulation of the system to benefit someone and just disenfranchise others. Just as we have seen with the ballot harvesting issue and, of course, the election day ballot problems. We'll be right back. Station promotions are going right now. Don't forget, this is the Raw Deal. And it's setting in for Jim. Hopefully he'll be back Wednesday. We'll be right back after these station promotions.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time
is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mitch sitting in for Dr. James Fetzer. I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. God bless Jim, and I hope he gets better. Let's see. I'll probably give him a little ring after the show, see how he's feeling and what if they're poking and prodding, if they're taking care of Jim. If not, I'll get y'all the number to the hospital and y'all can complain. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, man, I'm telling you. I hope y'all are doing well. Don't forget, you can call in and listen here to Studio B, 641-793-2531. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can come call in and listen to the show. Of course, don't forget the Revolution Radio Archives, where at 4 a.m. every morning, all the shows of Revolution Radio from that day are uploaded to the archive server, and they are there for your listening pleasure. You can listen to them through the website link right there, or you can download them. It's up to you, GRI or GUI access, excuse me, and the regular download access. So, yeah, don't forget to go in there and check out the raw deal and all the other shows here at Revolution Radio. Don't forget, I got a morning show. I usually bring the heat 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And Tuesday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. with those Trump assassination files. So you can join me there, and I'll try to bring you all the news and information I can. Yeah, so let me see. I was getting right near the break there, and we were talking briefly about the Dominion Voting Systems executive, including Eric Cromer New. Its voting systems had major security issues. They were hacked and was riddled with bugs. The AP said Dominion voting shares filed the $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox, arguing the cable news giant falsely claimed in an effort to boost faltering ratings that the voting company had rigged the 2020 election. You know, my problem is, hey, if you don't know how many times that ballot's fed through there, if it's fed through the system, it should be marked. If it's marked, well, then, ladies and gentlemen, how do you know? Then you know how many times they cheated you on that ballot. How's that sound? So anyway, crazy, idiocracy, stupidity, all of it. Well, yeah, all of it all around. Anyway, Mark Beckstand, a Dominion sales manager, confirmed that other parties had gotten hold of Dominion's equipment illicitly in the past, also identified instances in Georgia and North Carolina that Dominion machines were hacked. Yeah, wow. That was in Michigan. And I guess they got the hold of the machines in Georgia and North Carolina. Don't forget, hell, some of the machines were sold probably at auctions online through gov.deals and stuff, places like that. Yeah, sheer crazy. Let's see, we talked about kitties in California. Yeah, well, hey, when it comes to UFOs, remember the answer to the government is, or even balloons, the government is, well, we need more money, man. We need to put up more of our own spy satellites. You know, we need to put up other stuff so we can look at every little piece of dirt that's floating up in there. If a kid in China loses his balloon, we want to know about it before it hits, well, you know, Seattle. Okay? But hell, they wouldn't know. I mean, the sad truth is, our, you know, all you got to do is load it on a ship, send it to the United States, and, you know, once you get out there about, you know, you're still 30, 40, 50 miles offshore, you know, you just bring it out on deck and you blow it up and you launch it real quick. I mean, really. I mean, you know, I mean, all you got to do is have like a dozen Chinese fishing vessels, each with two or three, you know, nuclear tip missiles on it. You know, just out there fishing, you know, until they, well, pretend to be fishing anyway. You know, until they, how should we say it, till they launch or get the authorization to launch. Yeah, so remember, balloons equals more money for the military and the military industrial complex. Yeah, it's crazy, crazy as it may seem, it's just absolutely true. Well, you know, just remember East Palestine, Ohio, Joe Biden halfway around the world, shaking hands with the phallus playing piano comedian. I guess pedos of a kind stick together. That's why Joe Biden's there and not in Ohio. From davidike.com, East Palestine was the center of a pilot program to respond to emergency situations, and free digital IDs were given to all residents to track their long-term health problems like difficulty breathing. Yes, you know, remember, this was before, 3 months before, 90 days ago, in East Palestine, Ohio, there was a center of a pilot program center of a pilot program to respond to emergencies. They gave digital IDs free to residents to track long-term health problems like difficulty breathing. Well, isn't that like, you know, kind of, well, some amazing stuff. What's this, what's David Icke have to say about it?
Columbiana County coverage now, and East Palestine is known as the place to be. It's way ahead of the curve on a program to provide better treatment for anyone in the event of an emergency. I learned how it works and how it could help everyone in East Palestine.
MyID provides quick medical information for emergency responders. Darlene Chapman is the outreach coordinator for this project, and she's an EMT.
If they're in a situation where they can't tell us or they don't have any family around, this is something that would make my life easier.
MyID works by taking a camera phone and pointing it at a QR code. It provides valuable medical information such as allergies, breathing difficulties, or other conditions, so you get proper treatment and care.
If anybody sees the QR code, you'll be able to scan this and get the information. So it helps that person, not necessarily just here, but anywhere in the nation.
There are a few options for MyID: a bracelet, key fob, necklace, or attachment on your watch band.
Yeah, well, you know, do you think that goes to that extent? I don't know. I really can't say 100%. So, yeah. Oh, I should be quiet and not laugh so loud. Anyway, so what else we got going on here? Allegedly, Fox News, you know, this is why I call it fake-ass Fox News, says Twitter got played by the FBI to help Biden. Bullshit. Jack Dorsey, all the liberal contractors, and all these other effing assholes were all in it deeply. This is by Greg Jarrett. Man, you know, look, losing credibility here, Greg Jarrett. You just better pull this shit down and understand that there is more than enough proof that Twitter became and was a willingly receptive. To this influence. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but this is bullshit. Greg Jarrett's just full of shit. And he's covering up for the deep state and the crap that they're pulling. This is why I always say fake Fox News. Okay? Reams of evidence presented at the hearing how the FBI worked in concert with Twitter to kill the Hunter Biden story. The committee subpoenaed Jim Baker as a key witness. And, you know, remember, this is the same guy that worked with Comey and, you know, worked with the Democrats to an attempt to sway the election for Hillary Clinton, and then had to run like hell and get out of government when he was busted big time. He was busted. By who? Admiral Mike Rogers, right? Yeah. Anyway, Baker lied again and again. You know, he is not the voice of reason. He is the voice of censorship. He is the voice of mind and thought control. The same as we have in YouTube, the same as we have at Google, the same as that there is this Facebook. There is same as Instagram, the same as there is in all of social media, even TikTok and other places, except remember, they're controlled by the Chinese government and they push a different set of algorithms and other horse shit that they shovel on you. So I think that's an important thing we have to remember. You know, today in the mainstream media news, news, and increasingly in parts of the alternative media, what we are seeing is counter information, disinformation, misinformation that is designed to discredit not only individuals but entire platforms and entire ideas, trying to essentially cancel an entire movement of constitutional patriots that represented by Donald Trump, and trying to cancel the entire group just by canceling Trump. Remember, the Independent Party collapsed and the movement collapsed when H. Ross Perot dropped out of the race. What many people didn't know, and what we know today, is that Perot had been threatened with some type of political assassination harming his efforts to become president by Herbert Walker Bush. There is no doubt. I believe the story that I was told. It's probably here in the Revolution Radio archives somewhere in the years past. So, yeah. Anyway, let me think. Gene Chip Tatum? Does that name ring a bell? The Tatum Chronicles? If you want to understand how Ollie North and the CIA, the NSA, and even the FBI all had to turn their heads so they could bring in tons and tons of cocaine and turn it loose into the ghettos of America. It's not a myth. That's fact. Ollie North should be in prison. He shouldn't be on some talk show somewhere. Yeah. If you haven't heard, Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, has entered into hospice, which is the last six months of someone's life, or less, depending, I guess, on the area and the business. Because hospice used to be a voluntary thing. However, today it's become essentially big business. So it has essentially a volunteer system to help people that were terminally ill, has essentially been monetized once all the volunteers kind of brought the system forth. Now all the nurses and doctors and the other providers and social workers and everybody and their brother have getting a piece of this pie through government and private insurance models. And it really is just a way to rape the entire system. Yes, it's, it's not cheap to live today, but man, I'm telling you, it's a lot more expensive to die today just because of the bills and the weaponization, the monetization of our medical system. Yeah, let me check out here and see if we got any fresh news or information coming in. major winter snowstorm to impact millions across the Rockies, the Midwest, and the Northeast. Hey Jim, here comes your snow. No, I'm just kidding, pal. Yes, snowfall of totals will be measured in the feet in many of the mountain ranges across the West. So, if you're in Colorado, northern central Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, North Dakota, out along that stretch over in towards eastern Minnesota. I guess that's northern Iowa, just the very edge, it looks like, for right now. But be warned and be aware, a big snowstorm is coming on that way. Israel has attacked Damascus, and as the country is fighting an earthquake that has crippled it, Israel has pummeled capital buildings with rockets. Are they trying to assassinate Assad? I mean, really? Remember, Bibi Netanyahu and the real scumbags are back in power. So, you know, maybe it's time for the United States of America to say no more, no mas to sending Israel aid and money at $2 billion a year plus. Secretary Blinken, jackass at large, warns China against providing military aid to Russia and says balloon surveillance must never happen again. And ring, 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 ding, 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 putting this 45,000 feet. Let's see, running how should we say it? A large white balloon has been spotted near Hawaii. Well, congratulations. Yes, the drive reported a large white balloon spotted by commercial pilots 600 miles east of the Hawaiian Islands on Monday. The FAA has notified pilots in the area about the sightings of the balloon traveling at 40 to 50,000 feet. Yes, subsequent aircraft communications addressing reporting systems and messages show aircraft in the area, which is it's a busy route that from the U.S. West Coast to Hawaii. Hopefully, I guess everybody's believing that the balloon itself will be coming east. And how should we say it, coming in across the America. Well, imagine that. Economic war. That's one of the best things that happens in today's economies, or I should say the worst things. Hungary has moved to protect its farmers from cheap Ukrainian grain, as Ukraine corn and wheat and other grains are flooding the Hungarian market, driving the prices down so low that, you know, Hungarian farmers are, well, being crushed by the prices. Remember, Samantha Powers was just in Hungary. USAID is pushing for a revolution in Hungary to overthrow Viktor Orban. If you didn't know that, you need to pay attention that this is another potential hot spot. The real question is, what will happen or what could happen if Viktor Orban and Hungary asked the Russians to come in and help them quell a rebellion created by, you know, fomented by agents from outside. You know, and didn't think about that, did you? That's highly possible. We have to understand the unintended consequences of this bullshit that we got going on. A new 6.4 magnitude earthquake hits Turkey today. So, yeah. Key developments in the aftermath of the Turkey-Syria earthquake. So, this new earthquake is, well, it's a strong aftershock, essentially, right? So, while Erdogan is paying his second visit to the province, is devastated by the February 6th quake. the rescue efforts to find survivors are as well winding down. And new quake jolts hard hit Hat Tai province. When was that? Just today. Caused some damaged buildings to collapse. No immediate reports of death in the new zone, in the new quakes. Right now, death total is nearly 45,000 people in Turkey and Syria combined. And I would say, 150,000 homeless? The earthquake geological shift is, how should we say it, is clearly evident and can clearly be seen. So, from the air. So, yeah. Anyway, so what other news information we got going on here? Hey, we're almost on the break. Hey, don't forget, let's open up the lines. Anybody wants to call 540-352-4452. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to me yelp all day. Huh? Well, you can. I'll find some more stuff to talk about. We'll get some updated news information. And I'll find some other stuff that we can discuss, because the truth never sleeps. Doesn't matter where it is. Revolution Radio, James F. Betzer, or don't matter. The truth is here. You should embrace it, find it. We'll be back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at FreedomSlips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Hey, welcome back. Hey, we got about 26 minutes here. And last half hour of Jim's show. Anybody wants to call in, you know the number, 540-352-4452. You can give us a call. Otherwise, I'm going to smash the news. And we're going to do a, we're just going to give you a little introduction of how I do my morning show. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Revolution.radio. Get the straight truth, not that mainstream media mind control. Come on down. You and I know you can do it. Yeah. I mean, really. Hey, did you hear in Florida, the Surgeon General warns life-threatening VAERS reports of up to 4,400% up since the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. This sounding the alarm, Florida Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo is sounding the alarm about the 4,400% increase in life-threatening conditions reported in the state to the vaccine adverse reporting systems. This is just in Florida. Since the 2021 rollout of the COVID vaccines, slam, bam, damn. In Florida alone, we saw a 1,700% increase in reports after the release of the COVID-19 vaccine compared to the increase of 400% of vaccine administration for the same period. The reporting of life-threatening conditions increased 4,400%. Even the H1N1 vaccine did not trigger this type of response, reads his letter. In 2009, the H1N1 vaccine program had 1,358 reports were made through the VAERS system in Florida. After the COVID vaccination in 2021 program, 41,473 reports of adverse reactions were made to the VAERS system. To claim these vaccines are safe and effective while minimizing and disregarding the adverse events is unconscionable. In a warning to Floridians, in addition to the letter, the Department of Health has issued a health alert related to the safety of the mRNA COVID vaccine. The state surgeon general is notifying the state healthcare sector and the public of substantial increase of vaccine adverse event reports in Florida after the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. VAERS relies on healthcare professionals and individuals to report adverse reactions. But some have worried that they have been downplayed by the media and, of course, censored by big tech. We also have to remember that the federal government has its own little app program. And the app program went through the roof when it was started to be used. And of course, the number of adverse reactions are correlating close to what they are finding in actual real life is that approximately 1 out of 800 people who get vaccinated have a severe adverse reaction. Meanwhile, I'm not surprised and I'm not going to have any reaction because, well, I expect this to be true. Leaked CSIS files saying Beijing interfered with the 2021 election in Canada to support a liberal minority and not a conservative majority. In other words, they wanted their little Justin Trudeau, a.k.a. Fidel Jr., in power. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister, has responded to news about the report that Canadian Security Intelligence Services have released documents detailing how China used a strategy to interfere in the 2021 federal election in order to return the Liberals to office. Justin Trudeau has said, he says, I just love that Chinese model of slaves. Yes, well, it's at least something him and that Mormon from Utah, Mitt Romney, have in common. They seem to both love the fact that the Chinese have lots of good working slaves and that they all seem to be behaving like, well, good little peoples. The unfortunate truth of the world that we're in. Anyway, man, here's some sad news. Born in 2007 or later in California, this bill they're going to try to pass would bar you from ever buying a tobacco product. Yes, in the 1990s, and the first in the nation on a ban on smoking in indoor places. Last year, 63% of Californians voted to uphold a state law banning the sale of flavored tobacco products. Now a proposal to ban for a generational ban on tobacco sales. Assemblyman Damon Connolly, a Democrat from San Rafael, would prohibit the sale of tobacco products to anyone born after January 1st, 2007. That means today's 15 and 16 year olds or anybody younger. However, as soon as they turn 16, 18 or whatever, they can go legally buy marijuana in California. Marijuana will be legal. Tobacco will be illegal. This is the idiocracy of social laws that are meant to do stuff. And what do? They just completely backfire. If you're not paying attention, the World Economic Forum and the world elite are busy with their little experiments again. Remember when they ran a little bitty experiment over in Sri Lanka and they told everybody, you can give up all of the chemical and petrol fertilizers and you can become the first green sustainable economy nation, economic farming nation in the world, and they can't. They did. They completely failed. Sri Lanka completely collapsed. Meanwhile, in Africa, in Nigeria, let's start where the home of that Nigerian prince that was supposed to send me all that money, and the son of a bitch never did. Man, I'm telling you, I could have helped everybody. I don't know why. I guess he got upset because I told him you had to send me money first before I could send him money, and I could send his money back to him, and we could wash it like that, and that'd be okay. But he had to send me his money first because I didn't have any money to send him money to his money. Anyway, so it's all Nigerian scams, but Nigeria, they're pushing Nigeria into full digital currency, a central bank digital currency that they're trying to implement in Nigeria is causing chaos in the economy, and is essentially, it has collapsed. Just wanted to let you know on that. And then if you want to pay attention, to go South Africa, yes, to all the way down in the south, where equity and inclusion and diversity in the workforce, and of course letting people man shit that they don't know how to build, don't know how to fix, and don't have the managerial or intelligence skills. I don't know why. I can't say. Just, people run, you can either run government or you can't run governments. And, well, in South Africa, now that blacks are in charge, they can't run government. Everything is always, it's stolen. It's corrupted, and they're blaming each other and everybody else, and it's just going down into some tribal hell system. So, hey, you got your equity, you got your inclusion, you got your diversity, and now you don't have society, because the people that were essentially holding society together and building it and driving it, you just took all their money away. You took all of their jobs away and gave them to somebody else to be inclusive. Because equity, because that person had a job and they knew how to get the job, but the job they had mattered. The jobs and the government and the transportation systems and keeping the roads fixed, those jobs matter. Just not anybody can just do it. Crazy. More stupid on stupid, if you ask me. Yeah, so anyway, it's annoying. So, they're getting rid of it. Meanwhile, in the U.S. Air Force, Major General Ed Thomas says there's too many white pilots. Who gives a shit what color the pilots are? As long as they're good, as long as they're, those Top Gun peoples, right? I don't care. Who gives a shit what color they are? Listen, when you start worrying about what color pilots are, that's when they start getting blown out of the air because, they're not the best of your best.
And it's not just him. In October, the head of the Air Force Recruiting Office, Major General Ed Thomas, published a piece on Yahoo called 86% of Air Force pilots are white men. Here's why that needs to change. So you read this and you've got to wonder what the families of the thousands of American white pilots who have died defending this country over the last 100 years thought of that. Ed Thomas wants them to know that their husbands and fathers and sons shouldn't have been flying planes in the first place because they were the wrong color. Pretty remarkable. We actually called Ed Thomas after his piece came out to ask about this. He was kind enough to talk to us. Had a long conversation. He never explained the only thing that matters. How his race mongering makes this country safer. He obviously didn't care. Clearly hadn't even thought about it. How did someone like that get power in the U.S. military? There are a lot of generals like that. And it's not just
him. Are you kidding me? How they get power in the military? They kiss ass, man. All through their career, that's all they did. They kiss ass. They kiss ass, and they kiss more ass. Yeah, they remain quiet. They don't say a damn thing. I mean, really, it's a mockery. You know, our government has become a mockery of what, you know, it used to be. You know, a U.S. senator. Oh, yeah, U.S. senator wants Zero Hedge banned from Twitter because they claim it's a bot. Really? It's a bot. Oh, yeah. More stupid on stupid, you know, let's leave it to U.S. governments trying to censor, you know, one of the few media organizations out here that are attempting to find the truth. Okay. I mean, really, it's, you know, you don't have free speech in America. You have government funding these organizations that declare anything that goes against their mainstream media dogma, and that's what it is, dogma, they treat it as disinformation and misinformation by organisms supported by the U.S. government and the CIA, the British government. I mean, really. You know, it's corporate fascism on the face with the government's hidden hand up their backside. That's what we see. That's what we know. And that's what we're looking at today. For example, in the UK, you know, it was a British taxpayer-funded study that said that Shakespeare and Orwell and Tolkien and, you know, and key texts were white supremacists, you know, that basically embraced wrong thinking and had to be, you know, corralled and put down and stopped. Shit. It's bullshit is what it is. Now, if you haven't noticed, if you're listening, NATO, the United States, and others have said, we don't know if we have all those weapons and stuff we have to send to Ukraine. You know, we got to have our own stockpile in case something happens, you know. Not that we're going to say something's going to happen, but, you know, even though we got all our armor and our tanks and we got all other stuff and we, you know, we parked it right there, you know, beside of Ukraine, you know, praying like hell something would happen. Well, don't worry. If something doesn't happen, they'll create it. Iran, reportedly on the cusp of making nukes. Yes, having enriched uranium to 84% and now on their way to 90%. As they literally run houses and factories full of centrifuges, purifying the U-235. Yeah, I guess that's not a good thing because that means the U.S. and Israel will attack. Okay. I mean that's what we're looking at, you know. Meanwhile, at the World Government Summit, yes, the World Government Summit, but no, don't worry, it's not the New World Order. No, this is the World Government Summit. No. That was George Bush and those friends of Ron DeSantis that are the New World Order people. Okay, just remember that deal. No, it's just the same organization with a new slogan, a new name, a new face, and a new year. You know, we have to look at this and understand that they have these massive planks of society that they're aligning. Climate and, you know, this idea of controlling climate change and controlling the economies of the people of the world. And, of course, you know, the trade agreements. And now the World Health Organization and those agreements. And I'm sure there's some other stuff in there that I forget, but, you know, the United Nations and, you know, the World Economic Forum and these groups are laying down their foundations, or they already have implemented them for a new world order. And, you know, remember, you're just a little bitty pawn in their big plans for world domination. So, yeah. Anyway, so we have to understand that these guys have used game theory. They've used all kinds of psychological operations, and they have humanity wrapped around their finger. The more people are plugged into the modern world and the modern communications systems, the more they are brainwashed, because often they are unaware, they are unprepared, and they don't have a chance in hell in trying to stand against these salt-controlled processes of the New World Order. Hey, all right, we got Paul calling in for the last 5 minutes. All right. All right, howdy, howdy. All right, howdy, howdy, Paul.
Hey, I just had to do this, forgive me.
Bang.
In the famous words, to paraphrase Lloyd Benson, I worked with Jim Fetzer. I knew Jim Fetzer. I discussed issues on the radio with Jim Fetzer. You're no Jim Fetzer.
Oh, no, I could never fill the shoes of Jim Fetzer. No, that's why I got a morning show.
So do you remember that moment in the debate with Dan Quayle?
No, I don't. Day, huh? No, I don't.
Oh.
I do remember. I do. You know, one of the fine memories, or one of the fine things I remember about the show so far with Jim, is that when Jesse Ventura was on, poor Jesse couldn't take the heat. He had to get out of the kitchen. Yes, but, you know, I was surprised Jesse Ventura wanting to essentially, you know, was a vaxxer. You know,
no, he was. I don't know if he was a vaxxer, but he was a virus believer. He believed in the mask and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. No, I'm kind of surprised, as much as you discuss politics and all that, and, you know, this being a political show. No, it was a very famous moment where Lloyd Benson, you know, quote, was debating Dan Quayle. I think it was in 88, if I'm not mistaken, when Bush was running against Dukakis, if I recall. But anyway, Lloyd Benson.
It may have been, but let's be honest, it's Dan Quayle.
Yeah, well, anyway, so Dan Quayle made the mistake of mentioning something about JFK, you know, like JFK did this or JFK said that. And Lloyd Benson just goes, I knew JFK. I worked with JFK. You're no JFK. And it was really brutal. I remember Dan Quayle just going, kind of just wilting. And he goes, you know, that was really, really unfair or uncalled for. Something like that. You could Google it and probably find it on YouTube.
Did Dan Quayle say, you hurt my feelings?
it was bad.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Oh, crazy stuff, man.
Well, you help them. You help them afford as best you can. I hope hope Jim comes back on Wednesday so he can have you hang up on me again or something like that.
Oh no, man. Oh well, yeah. All the good times in the past, yeah. We'll have good times in the future too, right? No, I'm just kidding. Oh hell, you never know what might happen in this world. I'm telling you. You know, I mean, maybe they finally decide to send the $100 billion to the United States instead of to Ukraine.
Yeah, that'd be something that we can not look forward to. I don't think.
Yeah, right. Happen. Well, I mean, we can always make that an episode on Fantasy Island.
People. Everybody's fat, Mitch. You know that? I'm just like, I'm looking, I'm standing outside on a nice day. It's about 68 degrees. It was in the 70s here over the weekend. Jim needs to get back to California. I mean, he knows about California. He said he was born in Pasadena. So Jim needs to become like a snowbird where, you know, he gets the heck out of there in wintertime. You know, he could set himself up on a little apartment or condo or something. He could still do all his shows just like he does from his home. And then, you know, in the beautiful spring and summer, Wisconsin, he could go back up there. And, you know, in the fall, I'm sure the fall's lovely in Wisconsin, but the winters, they're cold. They're not good, you know, when older people, they need more more exposure to sunshine. Definitely affects us all in the winter.
Thanks. Hey, we're just about at the break, Paul. So
I figured.
Oh, my. So anyway, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And
sure,
Jim's big shoes to fill. I've never tried to do that. So
well, no, we all appreciate you doing your duty and trying to you know, hold down the fort as best you can. And I want to you know, give you my respect for that.
All right, well, thank you, Paul. You have a great day. God bless you.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, y'all take care here at Revolution Radio. God bless. Good day, and good luck.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and